Try this again. It's been one. We just started over. We'll just keep on rolling then. So what's going on, everybody?
We're idiots here. Someone's calling you too. But everybody, welcome back to the Overtime Attitude podcast again. I'm sorry my words here, but I get to drink yet today. I don't drink at all, but sometimes, once in a while. But Carlos, how are you doing today? We're back here with him.
Doing pretty good. Yeah, just chilling.
Very popular guys. People calling.
I know. I don't know who it is either.
It could be spam or it could be somebody from you know.
I don't know. It's a 407 number too.
The problem with this with the calls I keep getting is that sometimes it is somebody that I need to talk to.
Right. Like, but I don't know. So it's just like I don't feel like picking it up. I'm like, if it's really important, leave a voicemail.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
That's it. Yeah, guys. We also have the I think I told you guys already, but we have our podcast on Spotify and Apple. That's our official Spotify page with our episodes there. Just look up Overtime Attitude, and it's there with our first two episodes. We're putting more on as we speak. It won't be like an hour long, probably like a half hour or so. I don't want to bore you guys to death with rambling on back and forth, but we'll just keep it going. What if
there's so much stuff on my laptop, I just realized.
What do you mean? Are you stickers?
Yeah.
What are you gonna? You gonna upgrade your laptop? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna
yeah,
do?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna upgrade my laptop. I'm just trying to debate if I'm gonna trade it in.
Oh, you wanna trade in that one for like?
I don't know because it's like this is kind of been such a workhorse.
Yeah, I mean, I've got mine a little over a year now. This has the M3 chip in it, it's got I think a 32 gig RAM. I think it costs around. I got it for around 22. It was originally. The original price was around 25.
Yeah.
And I went around Black Friday. I got it for around 23-ish, I think. Okay. 22-ish out the door.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was looking at.
Yeah, I mean, I financed it and everything.
Yeah.
I already paid it. I paid it off already, but I just financed it in case of a rainy day or something happens where money's tight. And I just finance it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
What, the one at home, which one is that, a desktop or is that a laptop you have?
What, my computer at home?
Yeah.
No, it's just a regular desktop.
Do you ever, like, build those PCs with the back? You've done it before. I've seen
them. Yeah, my water-cooled PCs and stuff like
what,
that.
I'm not really familiar with that. What are those little gaming things with the see-through? I see the lights in them and the water. I see water in it. Like, it's the computer. Where's the water coming from? What does that do?
The water is the, like, coolant. Like, think of it like an engine.
It takes antifreeze, though. That takes antifreeze too?
Well, not antifreeze. I mean, you can use antifreeze, but it's a type of liquid that, you know, allows you to, well, doesn't get corrosive and stuff like that.
So basically, the water is a coolant, and then what are the lights for the showboat, pretty much?
Yeah, lights are showboats, yeah. But then you have a radiator, you have a pump, you know, you have the whole shebang, fans on the radiators. Like, it keeps it cool.
What is that game that Chris told us about that was like a four-person?
Oh, he said...
Was it like a VR or was that PC?
It was PC. And I think it was on the Mac.
I mean, it'd be nice to have it on the Mac. I don't want to go out and buy a whole new console. I'm kind of pissed that I think GTA 6 will be on the new Xbox platform, not the old one. I have an Xbox One, people, so I'm kind of old with it. I haven't gotten with the times because I got no time to play.
I have no console.
Like, I have no time to play. I'm busy doing the podcast and videoing and doing edits and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the last console you had, Carlos?
I have a PS4. No, well, no. I've had like four PS5s.
Why do you have four?
I had four.
Oh.
So like, that's such a slap in the face from Apple.
Yeah, you got 320 trade-in.
Wow.
How much did you pay for that laptop?
Paid $1,200 for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that was also about close to 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought it when it was like only like a year or two old. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bought this one brand new. It's worth every penny because you could do 4K and everything of that.
Yeah, that's why. Like, and this is looking. I was looking at this one. It's like it's $2,500.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd still be.
It's worth every penny. So I'm telling you.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm like I kind of just want to, just. Buy the Mac Mini right now.
Yeah, I'll let you look at the
buy
one.
Buy like just an M1 one. Because I don't really need the top of the line at the moment. No. So
it's all about portability because I have a Mac Mini is more at home doing things. You can't really, you could take it with you. I mean, it's a little cute. Yeah, it's small. You really could, but you got to take a keyboard and the mouse and everything.
Right, exactly. I mean, but it's not a huge hassle because like I was just going to have it because I have like my setup outside, which has my regular PC. And then I was going to have this one, you know, since it's a Mac Mini, I can hook it up to a smaller monitor, you know, something that's probably get like an Apple monitor, honestly. Mm-hmm.
And I have it hooked to my Samsung. Yeah, 27. Yeah. I just wanted the 4K monitor. That way I could play 4K on it. Because if you don't have the 4K monitor, it's not
well,
going to... It will be choppy if you play it.
Right. On, I honestly would probably just get another monitor like I have outside. Because that one's color corrected. And it's a high refresh. It's a 2K monitor. But, I mean, it still does plenty.
Yeah. What I would recommend if you do get the Mac Mini is they make a little bottom piece. And you put it on top, and it's got multiple ports for USB. Did see that, yeah. Because on the Mac Minis, you only get two micros and two regulars. Yeah. And obviously, we need more than that whenever we do things. There's no SD card insert or anything like that. Right, yeah, there's none of that. I have that on my computer, actually, the SD card.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see that on yours. I do like that they brought that back. Same thing with the full-size HDMI.
Yeah, it has the HDMIs, the USB-Cs, and...
all I have is Thunderbolt. That's all I have on this laptop.
Yeah, and I think my uncle has that one, actually. But he got it for like $300, that one.
Yeah, like, you can pick these up pretty good. A lot of people, the biggest complaints with it was this piece right here, just completely crapping out.
Is that the sound things? It's a shortcut.
Screens, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have actual buttons on mine. Mine's actual buttons.
Yeah, mine's a screen, so it breaks a lot. So
yeah.
But I've been lucky. Like, I've had zero issues with this laptop. The only issue I ran into is just recently that I updated to the newest software. iOS. Yeah.
I've been putting it off on
which
mine.
Is
Are Sequoia? You charging this right now?
Yeah, I'm charging mine.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. Mine's got like a 4-day battery life.
Mine was dead when I got here, so
yeah, that's fine.
Other than that, it lasts pretty good. But until I try to do any actual work on it, like if I'm doing edits and stuff like that, just leaving Lightroom on while I'm like surfing the web, it drains the battery.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
If I don't have any of the Adobe programs up and I'm just doing stuff on the web, I can go for days. Mm-hmm. Like I have no issues with it. That's why I'm like, I can't justify getting another laptop just yet.
Yeah,
won't. I have enough room to where I can put another like little workstation in my area, at home. So
my ultimate work or desk would be having that actual desk with three laptops going around of that nature. I mean, it's a fantasy. I don't know if I'll make one though.
Yeah, I mean that's another thing too. Like that's why I want to just do the mini. I want to have my gaming computer on one side and then.
Yeah.
Have my mini workstation on the other side.
Yeah. And just so you know, if you want one of the, see a little, that monitor thing on the desk? Now, I could get those all day at that wholesale place for $15.
That's not bad, yeah.
For those little monitor holders? Because they charge like $100 or like $50 for that thing. I go to
I know. Like on Amazon, like they're expensive all day on there.
Yeah, I go to wholesale and get one for like $15. It just takes me time to go look for it, you know?
Did you see that that place off of I think it's the wholesale place.
Bro, you saw the one at the old Bed Bath & Beyond by Florida Mall over there?
No, there's that one.
That one's bigger than the one by Pep Boys over there.
The one in Winter Garden.
They
opened one in Winter Garden.
What's it called? We're going over there.
It's the same thing. It's called the same thing. It's like wholesale something. Hold on, I took a screenshot.
If you find the title, let me know because I'm probably going over there this weekend. I'm just one of those people that you see those daily deals. I mean, you don't. It's not nothing that you need. It's more of a want place, but it's
some of it's it can be a need.
Yeah, but I mean, some things were convenient. Like when I bought that ZV-E10, they had a cage in there randomly, a small rig cage in the box there, brand new, a $50 cage. I paid $15 for.
Smart Buy Liquidations, I think it's called.
Smart Buy.
That was close enough.
Well, look it up. Let me know. We'll make it up and let me know.
Let me see if I can find it.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, that's like an ultimate dream of mine is having that big badass set. But I'm going to wait till I get my house and actually build it right and have the desk and the right studio. I mean, this studio is good for now, but I'll be putting up wood panels and
exactly.
I'll be going all out with this thing. No. Yeah, it's fine. We'll look it up later if you can't find
it. Yeah, I found it. What's it called? That it was the right address. It's off of Semron, but it's in Apopka.
What's it called?
Smart Buys Liquidation.
Smart Buys Liquidation. That Apopka one you're talking about?
Yeah, it's the Apopka one, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let's look it up here and go to the Instagram.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
I'm on the Instagram too. No, no, we're not logging in. This one here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh. I'll take a gander at that.
Yeah, they every day is a different price.
Okay.
And you have to watch for their stories because
sorry to cut you off. The busiest days are Saturday and Sundays because that's when they bring in the new stuff.
Yes, this past Saturday they did $20 everything day.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were posting on their story because I was like watching, like there was somebody walking around with a camera.
Yeah.
And there's like people opening up their packages and it's like brand new iPads.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
I think a lot of it's Amazon returns.
Like 1,000%. Like there was somebody in there that was opening up a gaming laptop that they pulled for $20.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I looked at the model number. I'm like, that's a $500 laptop.
Sometimes they'll have the one by the Florida Mall, they have a scanner and you go up to the scanner and you can scan the product and it actually tells you how much it is on Amazon.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy what you find there. It's a good place for somebody who wants to do resell online or anything on eBay even.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. Like there's this one video I just came across that they're showing like wrestler stuff like from Traxxas.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's just crazy what you find in there.
Yeah, it's mostly Amazon stuff, but it's a lot of profitable things.
Yeah, 90% of it is Amazon returns.
Just imagine you're in there browsing and you find like a $1,200 lens from Sony in there in a box.
I honestly I go to the thrift shop.
Or you find like a Sony A7 Pro or something in there.
Oh dude, that would be.
You never know. Never say never, Carlos.
That would be absolutely the pinnacle. I would cry.
Paying $20 for a $4,000 camera because somebody wanted to return it because they didn't know what they were doing with it.
Yeah, that would never happen though. Like that's
ain't never said never, man.
That's I hear that, but man, that's
you could have one that they return and is missing stuff because when I got the small cage, it was missing bolts, and I just had to go back find bolts. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
My deal is I go to Best Buy and I look for open boxes all the time. So all these cameras I've had were open boxes.
I had a pickle with Best Buy recently.
Well, what happened?
Oh man, it was so bad. Like this, it's just annoying. It's not even bad. Like
was it a return product?
Yeah, happened? It was a return thing.
So tell the story. What happened?
So my wife bought these SteelSeries Arctic Nova 7s. They're really nice wireless headphones.
Okay, okay.
And so she uses them for her work and for schoolwork.
Okay.
And she just wanted something, you know, comfortable. Well, cool. Fast forward, we bought it, and fast forward about exactly 15 days, they stopped working.
Okay.
Completely, like, wouldn't turn on. Like, the only way that they would work is if you use the pass-through. The wireless portion of it
wasn't working. The Bluetooth wasn't working.
Just none of it.
Okay.
With the dongle or not with the dongle, just wouldn't work.
Okay.
So we brought it back to Amazon, and we were right at the 15 days, and they wouldn't return it.
But what was your? Did you have a warranty for it?
The warranty didn't give you extra days.
Warranty 2 years.
Well, yeah. Was the warranty 2 years?
Warranty's 2 years. Did you get the 2-year warranty with it?
No, I didn't get
the same. Oh, my last week screwed up, yeah.
Yeah. Either way, they only do a 15-day return policy.
14-day.
Yeah.
It used to be 90 days, and then they got cheap. Oh, no, do 14
so,
days.
So the manager, I kind of really got annoyed with it because I'm like, we're right at that 15-day.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on. Like
bullshit, yeah.
Yeah, it's complete bullshit. So,
yeah, I mean, whenever you do get the open box, I click the 2-year warranty on it. That way, if it goes bad, I got 2 years.
Well, it wasn't an open box item; it was a new item.
It didn't come. You didn't buy the warranty.
I didn't buy the warranty.
You got to get the warranty.
It's a new item.
I don't care. So I get a warranty.
So this is what ended up happening.
It depends on how much the warranty is, though, too.
Right. So like this is so what ended up happening was the manager said that the only way that they would return it is if we upgraded our Best Buy account.
What, did you get any store credit for it or anything?
Well, no, they didn't even offer the store credit.
It should have came with me. I have Best Buy account. I'd probably work it out.
We'd
get you some store credit.
Yeah, but either way, I ended up basically it took out $50 out of what what they were going to give us.
Yeah.
To upgrade our account so that way we can get the remaining back.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's better to have some money than no money.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, it was just an annoying issue, but now I have 60-day returns.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, it sucks, but...
Yeah, you got to look out for yourself. That's why I get the 2-year warranty with anything, with the open box or brand new from Best Buy. Or anything in particular, I just try to get the warranty. That way it saves my ass in case it goes bad or something's wrong with it.
Right.
I got the open box cameras, and I'm looking at that gimbal. I think you've seen it before, the DJI Mini, the RS3. Have you seen it before?
Yeah, my buddy actually got one for his camera.
Yeah, I found an open box for around $200 on Best Buy.
He got a killer deal. Yeah. He found one at a thrift shop.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
$20.
That'd be nice.
Bro, it's like...
Yeah, this is... because I had the... I sold the ZV-1. You know that?
Yeah, yeah, you're saying something about that.
Yeah, I sold that with the gimbal, which was that Chinese Zoom whatever, knockoff gimbal. It worked great for what it did, but as soon as I put that EV10 with the lens, it just struggled. I was just getting an arm pump. My freaking bicep was pumped up. I was just getting a pump from my bicep because it was so damn heavy.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not gonna do. And the ZV-1 was I was levels above it already with these cameras, and it was just time for me to let that one go. Because that was the beginning camera. That's what started it all, was the ZV-1. And I had no plans to do a podcast as soon as I bought the ZV-1, because if I had those plans, I would have just got the ZV-E10 with the adjustable lens like we have now.
Yeah.
So we got rid of that camera and the gimbal. So now I'm looking at the DJI gimbal, which, you know, DJI has been impressing me with all their stuff I've been buying with them. I bought the action camera from them. Handheld Osmo Mini, the handheld little thing.
Yeah.
That thing's really nice, too.
Nice.
I don't know. I just I'm not biased with DJI, but they make good products.
That's they do. They do make. Them. They do make some decent products.
You know they're making a camera. You saw that?
I did.
They're making a mirrorless camera.
They're making a mirrorless camera.
6K too, I think.
Yeah, it's got all this crazy functionality, but like there's no real information on it.
It's just a concept right now. In production.
I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, that's something it's not in production right now. They're still doing test phases, but it is confirmed that they're making that DJI camera. I'm eager to see how it might be one of those, just like how Blackmagic makes their cameras, and they make some pretty good cameras.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, did you ever take a look at it or anything like that?
So what I'm finding here is it looks like they're going to be using the L mount, which is Leica, I believe.
Mm.
I think that's who uses the L mount.
I mean, they already blew me away with that action camera, and that one's levels above GoPro. I would never go back to GoPro. So DJI is making one. I know Sony just made the ZV-E10 II, which people are already having problems with that one already. I mean, that's just going to happen with a brand new camera.
Yeah, with all those.
You heard about the problems they're having with it? Overheating and stuff?
The overheating, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Some people are going nuts with that.
Hey, look, tried and true, like they said. Don't buy new. Like, even the new cars now, I don't even... The quality compared to what back in the day are with cars. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same deal. I just go buy a damn used car if I need to get a car nowadays. Now, something like 2018-ish, you know?
Yeah. So I know that DJI makes, like, a professional line already.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It's the Ronin series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are nice.
The Ronin and the... But those are just standalone sensors.
Yeah, they're making a full-blown mirrorless camera is what we heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and I'm like, I just don't see even a rumor.
It's right here. I got an article. Look it up.
Oh,
tip first mirrorless camera. Because that one there, I love that one. It's so portable, and I can get good shots with it. I don't got to carry this big ass thing.
The camera next to it is just a.
What is that?
That's a Hasselblad.
The hell's a Hasselblad? That chickadee China?
No, it's a very old German camera maker.
Why are they putting that compared to that?
I don't know. That's crazy because...
But it'll be a game changer, they said. I hope it's... I mean, it is DJI.
Because that the X2D 100C, that's a 100 megapixel camera.
Oof. 100.
Yeah.
They go that high?
Yeah.
Oof. You might as well just do a Netflix show with that camera. Shit.
So they're comparing it to... Okay, so they're going to have menus like the A7C2. Okay, which is cool. I love the menu design on that camera.
Looks cool.
That's the Hasselblad.
Yeah, I would say I don't know what that is.
That's the camera. That's a different camera.
I'm just a novice at professional stuff. I'm just no Sony and Nikon stuff. That's like levels above. But I think Sony's bringing something too, probably. I think they're bringing a higher than FX6, but I don't even know. They're already up there with stuff. I
mean, they have the FS...
Well, they're going to make an upgraded FX3, I think, next in their line, what they're doing.
They are doing an FX3-2.
Okay. Well, I hope they come out fast. That way we could get a hold of a FX3 for affordable price.
And apparently it's going to be a very huge game.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of things coming in the pipeline. I think coming into 2025 is when they're going to have a lot of the new cameras coming out first of the year. But also, too, Christmas is coming, and they could come out with something before that as well. But you also heard about this, though, the looming of the DJI drone ban, which is something they're still working on.
Yeah, I did see a lot about that.
That is highlighted for people who don't see it. That's... That was also one of the reasons why I didn't buy a drone. Everyone's asking me why I didn't buy a drone, because they might be on a limb of banning them. Only DJI ones, because that's the only quality ones that are actually somewhat decent. But yeah, a lot of things in concept. Even the new Chevrolet Corvette Zora is in concept. I thought the ZR1 was big enough. This is a step higher.
This is a whole other animal.
Let's take a look at this thing here.
That thing is an animal.
Chevy Zora spy testing on with big wing. Possibly 1,200 horsepower.
Big wing over there.
Big wing for sure. Let's see what they got. What you got? Here are those spy cars. What's the power plant on this thing? So it's got an e-motor. Is that e-motor for the front of the wheel drive?
Most likely.
What is the E-Ray hybrid series? Did you know about that?
Yeah, the E-Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, the E-Ray had I think it was a 50-50 split with the motor. I think it was like a 500 horsepower motor in the front.
Oh, okay.
With,
Yeah, because it says here which sits in the front axle and powers the front wheels. The E motor produces 160 horsepower with juice source from a 1.1 kilowatt battery pack. Unlike the E-Ray, which uses Stingray's 495-6.2 V8, Zora is expected to adopt the ZR1's wild flat plane crank wing turbocharged 5.5 liter V8 that spits out 1064 horsepower on top of that 160 as well. So you're mathing around, 1,200 horsepower, all-wheel drive. Can you handle that, Carlos? 0-60 in 2.0? That's going into hypercar class.
If anything goes wrong, it'll be over quick. Yeah, that's kind of my thought process.
I mean, let me see it. Yeah, I know. That's definitely going into the supercar class. Oh, what you got here? But that's 3B.
Mm.
That's the one I was looking at, Sony, the FX30.
Yeah,
the open box is around. Go see what they do. Any open
boxes?
That's
the open box price.
Oh, $1,500. Yeah. It's, what's your usual price? $1,700?
$17, yeah.
Yeah, so that open box is $15. Is that, what was it? What kind of condition is it?
That's excellent condition.
Oh, okay. Can you get a 2-year warranty with it? Yeah, you can. How much is a 2-year warranty?
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's a 2-year, $109.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
So you're saving $200, $300
bucks. $200, yeah.
No, see, the thing I did, Carlos, is I have a Visa from Best Buy, and the more I spend, the more money I get back in rebates. So
there you go. Yeah.
When I bought that ZV-E10, I saved like $55-$60 on it, plus the open box deal, saving another extra $200 on top of that too. So everything adds up over time, but that's just how it goes with things. Whenever you buy from the same company with the credit card, you get better benefits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's...
I did get a new credit card, by the way.
Did you?
I got the Chase Sapphire Preferred. Well, you know what happened at the bank at Fifth Third? It screwed me over because I have an old Trio card that I've had for about, I'd say, almost 10 years now. And they want to phase us out with the newer style credit cards. So I got a letter the other day saying that I must pay the entire balance before the next billing cycle starting November. So say you owe $300 on it. the next billing cycle, if you don't pay it off, they charge you interest every day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, every day it goes up.
I mean, yeah. I mean, luckily I use my cards and I pay them off.
But this is not a black card that you pay the whole entire thing off for.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do a minimum payment one month if I want to use that money for elsewhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they shouldn't be forcing me to pay the entire thing, and then if I don't pay it, it goes up every day, the interest. So I just said, you know, I'll just pay it off and go get Chase because I have a Chase Freedom already.
Yeah.
And that gives me really good benefits, a lot of points. And the upgraded one, I was already pre-approved for the Sapphire, so I was like, well, screw it, we'll get the Sapphire then.
Yeah, there you go.
And then next up will be the Reserve. Do you know what the benefits are for the Reserve?
What's that?
So with the Reserve, you get the airport lounges.
Oh, okay.
With the Reserve. It's a $500 annual fee, but also you're getting $300 back in travel points. So anytime you want to travel, nice. You get compensated. Yeah, so and then the $200 you're getting back with hotels as well. So it's paying for itself with the $500.
Yeah.
Okay. It's giving you more benefits. I think it's like two times for dining and things of that nature.
Yeah.
It's a traveler's card, just like the American Express Platinum.
Okay.
Same, somewhat on the same level, just different banks. And yeah. Both of them get you into the lounges at the airport. Have you been to the lounges at the airport before?
No, but I do remember when I worked over at Universal, we had the American Express lounges.
Yeah, yeah.
For American Express pass holders, and it was pretty cool. It was nice, you know, nothing super fancy, but yeah. I mean, you know, it's a theme park, but I mean, it was kind of nice. They had like free food in there.
Yeah, yeah, free drinks,
free snacks, yeah. And stuff like that. You can kind of go in there. They had like little areas where there were like long beds, like kind of in a sense, so you can kind of just chillax. Yeah. And stuff like that, and you know, kind of just take a break from everything that's going on.
Oh yeah, the lounges at the airport are the same way. Whenever you go, you get obviously free food. You get your own lounging there, charging.
Yeah,
some of them have showers. Bathrooms are nicer.
Yeah, that was the big one that everyone loved was the private bathrooms.
Yeah,
you know, just having that and kind of just chillax.
Well, yeah, because anytime I go to the airport before the flight, I gotta eat. And honestly, when I eat, I gotta go use the bathroom.
Right.
So I obviously like those lounges because the lounges have the nicer bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
My brother has the Reserve. That's why I experienced that. Now I'm thinking, okay, well, I want that card next. And they're telling me that it takes about a year or so to qualify for that after you get the Chase Preferred.
Yeah.
Then you could upgrade to the Reserve. So it's definitely something I would look into. Even though it's $500, you're getting a lot back in benefits. And also your point spending, too.
That's true, yeah. I just got the I just got a Capital One card.
Yeah.
So that was just for kind of just to see if I could get it.
Is that the Ventura one or the regular one?
I think it was just the regular Platinum one.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. It had a low interest and it had no annual fee.
No.
So okay. I was like,
yeah. That's like my freedom like card.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, that's a win-win in my book. Like, I don't have to pay to use it. So.
No.
Yeah, and I think the percentage on it was fairly low.
Those are great starter cards for somebody who doesn't have any credit, no?
I mean, I already have cards, but it was just the fact that I just didn't have to pay money.
Well, yeah. I started with the Freedom, and that took me a long time to build that up, and then I got points on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you get to a certain amount, you can cash it out for Amazon or hotel or food. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, I remember I had Capital One quite a few years ago, and I remember it was nice every time you got those points, especially when you paid it off, because they just give you points for paying off your card.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you paid it off. Here's a $100 gift card to Best Buy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so random.
Yeah, they definitely take care of us and their customers.
Exactly. So I've had a loan through them, and I've had like for a car.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I have the credit card through them again.
Yeah, it's I did Truist too, auto loan.
Truist?
Oh, SunTrust back then.
SunTrust, yeah. I tried going through them. They didn't want to approve me, but it was because I was trying to refinance through them.
Okay.
And they didn't want to approve it because the car had too many miles for the amount that was owed on it. So yeah. I'm like, yeah. I feel like this is going to be a thing with anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I'm more worried about those interests. Do you hear about the interest rates dropping soon?
Yeah.
I'm a little skeptical about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, do you know what happens when that drops, right?
What's going to happen?
Prices go up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're already in the hole of his trying to get a house, and that's going to be even worse because we're going to be paying a little bit more now.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah, just kind of embrace it. I wouldn't say go against it, but
I mean,
we'll see. My impact, my credit will take an impact because I did get a credit check with when I got that credit card.
It's like 10 points.
It was only Equifax. It wasn't the other three. Oh, it was only okay. One.
It hit it on both mine. The Capital One hits both sides.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which was really interesting because I saw 10 points on one, and I think it was like 3 points on the other.
Okay.
And so I was like, that was kind of annoying because like I was expecting it to only be like a 5 point hit or something, but no, it took 10.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I gotta check mine and see how big of a hit it took, but yeah. I had to do it because I'm in a bind of, do I keep it this credit card who's not they're not treating me right, or go to somebody else who would actually do the right thing with
it? It's tough. Yeah. That's a tough one to go through.
Yeah, you're gonna buy because you want to buy the house, and you can't find a house right now. It's
right. Like I just saw my credit hit a huge dump because I did all the soft pulls for the pre-qualification.
Yeah.
It's I watched it drop 50 points and I was like, cool. I was like, we're just getting started.
Yeah, I know, man. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, and I just got my credit up too. Like it's nothing crazy, but I mean, yeah. I was able last 2 months go up I think 130 points.
Okay, that's good.
So yeah, it's that's just good. Been.
Do you ever freeze your credits? Do you ever do that before?
Mm-mm. No.
So I did that because of the whole fraud thing last couple months ago. Remember, you hear about that?
Yeah, I remember that going around.
Yeah, so I did freeze it just for now, but I could always go and call them or go online and always unfreeze it for 24 hours. So yeah. It takes more of it's more of steps to do it, but it's worth it for your protection of identity.
Yeah, I've had no problem with that. My biggest problem was just a bunch of my medical debt. Like hit my credit, and I finally got on there and fought all of it and got it taken off.
Okay.
So that's part of why my credit went, you know, shot up.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, sometimes it just shoots up, and then sometimes it drastically changes. I mean, This is what it is. Yeah, go with roll with the punches, like I said.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All the time, you know what I mean? All right, well, I guess we're gonna wrap it up here. We gotta go and what's this day? Sunday? We got going on this week.
I'm off for another 3 days.
Oh nice. I think Chris is off too doing
things. I my schedule is really weird the next 2 weeks. Where I'm only working 2 days this week.
Okay.
Because I took like some vacation time next weekend. And so I don't work again till the following Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So the same thing happened this week too. I got off on Wednesday, and they switched up my schedule. They're like, "Oh, you're gonna start coming in on Thursdays now." So I'm like, "Cool, I'm off for like a whole week."
Yeah.
So I'm like, when I go into work on Thursday, it's gonna be really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
So and I got those long shifts. So one.
A little good news too. Epic is almost it's getting closer. I was there the other day looking at it.
Yeah,
looks nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's gonna be. I don't really see myself going to that park for some time.
You don't like the theme of it, or you just don't have no interest?
Just no interest, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought it looked cool. I maybe go once, like Disney. I go once maybe just to see it. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of like. But I mean, it's gonna be hyped. It's gonna be.
Well, I'll wait a couple months till then. You know, let it
right down, exactly. You know? Well, maybe one of these days, me, you, Chris and Chris.
Yeah, Chris Square, you know.
Yeah, Chris Squared, if I could say that correctly.
Yeah,
maybe we can go grab some tickets and go check it out.
Yeah, for sure. We'll go make a day vlog out of it or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like I still have friends that work in the park, so I mean,
you
know, we could see about getting some tickets.
I just see the big ass roller coasters, and for me, it's just seeing all the design. I saw it built up from the ground up.
Yeah.
So I want to go see the final product because I've been seeing it for years, you know.
I mean, we've been watching and keeping track of that for quite some time.
That job site's massive. You got thousands of people out there. Oh, dude,
it's crazy how long it takes to drive from one side of it to the other side. Yeah.
We need a golf cart. Where are we going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's a big site. It's going to be a huge park. And the thing is, it's like they've only... From what they've built so far and what they're going to open up with is only a quarter of their plans of what they have for that park.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's so much more that's been bought.
Oh, yeah. They have more property, yeah.
Yeah, that property.
They also made a destination where one road goes from there to Islands of Adventure and back through the back room.
Yeah, they rerouted that whole area.
Well, they made a whole like circle thing. You see it?
Yeah. I've seen that. It's just, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild that they pretty much bought that road from the city.
Yeah.
And basically made a bypass that goes directly to the other parks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, it's nuts.
The amount of work, and my brother was project manager of that. He just had a lot of headaches of changes and decisions just because it's not one person. It's a whole board of people Universal. So it's just tough with him.
Yeah.
It took a toll on him.
Oh, I believe it. I have a friend that's over in creative, and I know they moved all their offices to Epic's site.
Yeah.
For that reason of overseeing everything that's happening on that park.
Yeah.
And that's just nuts.
Yeah. It's
so much that goes into that.
Imagine being the operation manager for that place.
Well,
you're also talking head of stuff, but it's still a very, very stressful job, probably.
Yeah, I can only imagine just a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah.
Like,
you're getting paid. You're paying pretty well for that, you know?
Right, like you're getting paid for it, but I mean, it still doesn't take it doesn't make the headache any less.
Yeah, that's true. So. But I don't know. We'll see. It'd be really cool to see it once it's done. I'm sure Disney's gonna have a bigger park they're gonna build for that. You think so? No,
I don't think so. Disney's running out of property, as far as I know.
Well, I thought they're building more on there. They got acres, I thought. Maybe we'll see.
I mean, there's just been no movement.
They're losing money.
I mean, if they keep kicking people out.
Sure. you saw that lady? She was lying her kid's age. They kicked them out.
Yeah, I saw that one. There's also another. There's this really, really bad, like, TikToker that's been banned from every Disney park.
Who, Jack Dorsey?
I think his name is the bunny guy.
No, the 18-year-old who's an idiot influencer, or he's a streamer. He's got the weird broccoli hair.
No, not him. Oh. This different guy. I don't remember what his name is. But he has like an obsession with Judy Hopps.
Okay.
The officer bunny.
Okay.
And I guess he made some like slightly inappropriate TikToks.
Yeah.
And
were they banned him for life or something?
Yeah, they banned him for life because they sent him a cease and desist.
Oof.
And it was a whole ordeal, and so he's been traveling all over the world, trying to get into the Disney parks, and they won't let him in.
No, once you blacklist, you're done.
Yeah, I mean
you don't mess with Disney.
It's happened at Universal before.
Universal too. Any even sporting events that happens, people do stupid things, they get banned for life. You know,
you do stupid things, you win stupid prizes.
Pretty much, yeah. You can't fix stupid sometimes.
Yeah, and on that note,
look in the mirror there.
Right.
Well, all right, man. Well, I mean, we had a good time talking about this.
Yeah.
We'll pack this up and head out of here. It's been a good podcast. It's been like 40 minutes. Yeah,
something like that.
Hopefully people are still listening to us. We'll see. But appreciate everyone who's listening to us, who's listening to us. Also, look up our YouTube channel. We got the video podcast there, and then also some updates from my Atlanta trip. I got some vlogs from Chris's new purchase he bought. Got a new toy. Well, on that note, though, we'll head out of here. So talk to you guys later. See ya.
Appreciate everyone who stayed for the whole video. Be sure to leave a like, comment if you have any suggestions or input for the podcast, or if you want something for us to talk about. Be sure to leave a comment in the comments below. Hope you guys have a good day.